previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The shock jump in South Africa's consumer inflation rate paves the way for a very steep interest rate hike by the Reserve Bank. That is the view of economists commenting on the news that the consumer inflation for the month of May has come in at 6.5% year-on-year, way above the top of the bank's 3 to 6% target range, and also above the consensus forecast of 6.1%. Driving inflation up, high food and petrol prices, even though government has tried to push the number down by temporarily reducing the fuel levy. Says Standard Chartered Head of Research for Africa and the Middle East, Razia Khan, until now there was a belief that although inflation in South Africa was rising, unlike the rest of the world, it was not seeing pressures that took it way beyond normal inflation ranges. Khan says that assumption is now called into question. The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meets again in July. Bloomberg's Africa economist, Boingotlo Kgasialagwe, says it'll be facing a choice between a 50 basis point and 75 basis point increase, 0.5% or 0.75%. And if you think inflation is bad here, spare a thought for the UK. They've just hit 9.1%. With load shedding hours extended and threatening to go to level 3 or above, wage talks between Eskom and NUMSA have collapsed. NUMSA has been demanding a 15% wage increase across the board, which Eskom management says is unaffordable. It now looks as though the matter will go to the CCMA, although Eskom says it's an essential service and therefore there can be no strike action at the entity. NUMSA contends that Eskom's using the wage talks as a smokescreen to hide payments of billions to diesel suppliers, owners of coal contracts and independent power producers. The markets are mixed this morning following an admission by US Fed Chair Jay Powell that a recession in the US is now a possibility. The JSE saw both the all-share and top 40 down 1.6%, London's FTSE down just under 1%. New York started very badly but then paired losses for the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq, all to end down, but just over a tenth of a percent, no more. Tokyo this morning down 0.2%, Hong Kong up 1% or so, Sydney up 0.1%. The US dollar has eased to 106 to the euro, no help there for the rand, 1594 to the dollar, 1685 to the euro, 1954 to sterling. Gold at 1828, platinum 930, Bitcoin hovering just over $20,000 a coin, Brent crude oil easier, $109 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.